Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Three Keys to Unlocking Your Quantum Powers with Dr. Jean Houston. My name is James Roche, and I'm actually your host here for this event, which is brought to you by Evolving Wisdom. And Evolving Wisdom is today's fastest growing global e-learning community specializing in transformative education. We're very excited to have you here and to have Jean Houston here today. It's going to be a fantastic event, and I'm really excited to be presenting to you Jean Houston with some very exciting new information that she's going to be sharing with you. And I want to first give a big warm welcome to all of you who are joining us right now. I think there's a lot of people actually who are coming to us for the very first time. They've never gone to an Evolving Wisdom event before. So to those of you, welcome. I hope you have a wonderful experience here. I think many others have participated with Evolving Wisdom in the past. A big warm welcome to all of you as well. We have a very special event planned for you for this presentation. And I know Evolving Wisdom actually in the last several years has communicated with over 1 million people in all 196 countries. And they've participated in online communities, the free seminars, the programs, and the live events. So we're excited to have you here today. Evolving Wisdom is dedicated to bringing you the very best thought leaders and teachers and giving you the tools and the training that you need to really step into your fullest human potential. And actually, Jean Houston is one of our founding faculty here, and we're excited today because she's going to be sharing what promises to be the most significant and impactful information that she's ever shared in all of her decades of teaching. So before I introduce Jean, let me just make sure everyone has a minute to get together here. We have a lot of people joining us from all over the globe. I see a lot of people coming into the line right now. Welcome to all of you. Now, let me tell you about this incredible person we are here with today, Dr. Jean Houston. What you may already know about her is she is the author of 27 books, including several bestsellers, including A Mythic Life and The Possible Human. She's also been a long-term advisor to the United Nations agencies in human and cultural development. And Jean has also been an advisor to President Bill Clinton, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as well as helping Hillary write her best-selling book, It Takes a Village to Raise a Child. Now, what's really interesting is what you may not know about Jean Houston. She has so many wonderful stories, and I know she's going to share a lot of those with us today. But let me just share a little bit of some interesting information about Jean here. John Lennon actually was a huge fan of Jean Houston, and he read her book called Mind Games and was so inspired by it that he then not only wrote the song called Mind Games, but he did his whole third album, which is called Mind Games, completely inspired by the ideas and the transformations that Jean was sharing in her book. Another point of interest is that she recently spoke in front of British Parliament about the importance of women in helping create the possibility of 100 years of peace. And finally, Jean is actually an amazing cook, and we think that it's the Sicilian diet that keeps her looking so young. So hello, Jean, and welcome.
Well, thank you so much for that extremely kind and overly generous introduction.
I'm so glad to be with you here today, Jean, as I know a lot of people are. So let's dive right in. There's a lot of people joining us from around the world here today, from all corners of the world. Can you share a little bit about who this seminar is especially for?
You know, I got a letter this morning from someone who said to me, I feel like a wild horse trapped in a corral, and I've lost my passion. Can you help me? And I was just thinking, you know, this probably describes a lot of people who feel their life so potent and fertile within them, and yet nothing much has happened except same old, business as usual, managing everyday affairs, taking care of others, maybe your spouse, aging parent, or even is becoming more and more likely the your adult child who has come home because he or she can't find a job. You might be at a crossroads yearning for something more, feeling a call. It's like the hound of heaven going, ruff, 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 you know, at your feet in the morning. Come on, get on with it. And you say, get on with what? I'm ready for it. I really am. And you feel called for the larger life that allows you to express the full range of your humanity, not just your creative gifts, but your emotional gifts, the inventions that are blooming inside of you, because you are the universe in microcosm. And the universe is saying, look, we've been going on for 15.7 billion years, and it has resulted in your life. So come alive with your life. This is the time. We are the people. I want to offer you what we can only call a new operating system, a new performance, high performance system that can give you the tools, the insights that can help you transform your life by discovering how to access what I call quantum powers that are available to you. Up to now, you may not have been able to see them because, well, not only because of the limitations surrounding you, but also because you have not been aware that there is a whole new science that has emerged in just the last few years. And one of the things, that the implication of this new science, is that we now know that reality is very different from the one that we grew up in believing. We now know that we not only live in the universe, but the universe lives in us. It's not just that we're the latest product of the metabolism of the galaxy. It's that we are an entire universe within. And the universe is made up of quantum energies, quantum powers, that when we can align our belief, our consciousness, with these universal patterns, oh friends, we are gifted with phenomenal possibilities, powers, ways of living. So what will you learn? You will learn how to live in this new operating system. You will learn how to activate the inner dimensions that illumine your life and spirit with a light that really can never be extinguished. You will learn how to renew and deepen your unique spiritual knowing and wisdom, how to accelerate exciting new creative capacities for understanding and acting on higher purposes, not just your own, but of the world at this time. You will learn something of the ability to ride the winds of change with flexibility, courage, and exquisite grace, and be able to land whenever you wish. You will learn how to identify the essential codes and archetypal patterns and guidance that impact your life, to learn how to shock the future instead of having the future shock you, how to evolve the imagination, become a co-creator in a higher design that is yearning for you many more times than you're yearning for it. And so you will learn to overcome cultural condition, low level of expectation, old habit patterns, and develop strategies that hold you to your higher purpose, and above all, how to work with, co-create with the universe and its quantum powers. Put forth an intention and experience the quickening of its manifestations in ways that up to now may have seemed more miracle than reality.
That's so beautiful, Jean. Thank you. And I'm really excited to be talking with you today about these topics, about what's really possible for us and living a life beyond limitations. Can you share with us a little bit about what we're going to discover in the next hour or so together here?
Surely. Well, you have to know that over my many, many years of research into human potential, studying the way people can use much more of their mind, their body, their sensory systems, their narratives, their spirituality. With all of this, I have naturally uncovered techniques, very little known techniques, that various ancient cultures and indigenous societies have used throughout history. So for the past 10 years, while I've been leading my programs, writing my books, I've been privately experimenting with these new techniques, both on myself and on a number of students. So what I've been doing in my study of these quantum powers is I've been refining them until they've become so remarkably effective that I've decided that it's time to pull back the curtain and reveal these powers to a wider field, to you. Now, some may ask, well, Jean, aren't you worried about them being misused? And I would have to say no, because these powers that you're going to learn about seem to require a quality of inner goodness and intention. Inner goodness, inner positive, creative, compassionate intention in order to be effective. Oh, friends, the fact is that the world is more in need than ever of people who have the ability to become creative stewards of humanity's course, to positively make a difference through the use of these remarkable techniques. And I do believe, that we can make a difference that makes the difference. We can do this together. So today is a way to introduce you to these powers and give you some insight into how one's actual perception of the nature of reality, and I don't mean just as an intellectual construct, I mean it's visceral, you know it's true. Your new perception of the nature of reality can bring you to a level of accomplishment and of making a bigger difference in the world. And it means that we have to get rid of our old sense of being limited. We can no longer live as encapsulated bags of skin, dragging around a dreary little ego. We have to know that we are the universe. We are the organism environment. And we can no longer operate out of a lesser operating system, causing us to be overwhelmed by the sheer busyness of life. We're going to crack that one open once and for all, and discover that you have access to the quantum powers. And it's not that you get rid of your old mind and all that you've learned, but your old mind goes to graduate school, and you begin to engage powers and live through them every moment. We discover that our minds are stargates. Our bodies are filled with mysteries that give us keys to the emerging phase of our existence.
Wow, Jane, thank you so much. And as you're speaking, I could really feel the resonance of what you're saying, really speaking to that untapped potential that we all have within us. And I'm also curious about, you know, what has been stopping us until now? You know, why have we been getting stuck in this way?
Yes, well, disbelief in themselves, living a half-light version of who and what they really are, caught in an endless cycle of same old, and feeling there is no way out. But at the same time, feeling a tremendous call to a higher form of life and really not knowing what it is, feeling that they're running out of time to fulfill their dreams, or that they do not have any time to launch in new directions. And I think that many of the people listening now, feeling frustrated, they just don't want to go on with business as usual. They're made for something larger, deeper, better. And of course, you always feel that you always hear that people feel constrained by lack of money, lack of resources, lack of time, especially when something is bubbling inside of them, telling them, you've got a bigger message to get out into the world, but your everyday tasks consume and limit your ability to do what is important.
So in the people that you work with, Jane, what do you see as the deepest frustration in what they're experiencing?
Partly, I think it has to do with living at the end of one era and not quite at the beginning of a new one, living in an outmoded situation, but at the same time longing for the next time, the next place, the next reality. It is as if we are the people of the parenthesis at the end of one era, not at the beginning, not yet there in the new one, but you're being called, you're being lured, you're being evoked, you're being frustrated to the point of really needing to wake up. What is it that you have to do? What is it that you're being called to do? The dreams are coming thick and fast all over the world. I want you to know that you have the capacity to do what you're being called to do. You have the capacity to leap across and grasp on to the ledge of that new reality. You have the capacity not to waste any more time. So the good news that I have for you is that many of the things, the symptoms, if you will, of all these issues that you have with your life, the big problems, They're symptoms of the bigger problem that you probably may not even be aware of on a conscious level. And if you can solve the root problem, all these other issues will tend to take care of themselves. The real problem is that you're operating from limited resources and inherited beliefs about how life and the universe works. And what you need to do to get past that is to make some critical shifts in your perception of reality. You think you have limitations on your time, your money, your relationships, your health, and you don't even believe that it is truly possible to overcome these limitations. So you've been trying to navigate your life with the old beliefs and the old limitations because you have not had access to what we're calling the new operating system, the quantum powers, that truly, truly can free you from your burdens once and for all and allow you to manifest what you really want to manifest and live the empowered and fulfilling life that has always been there for you.
So, Gene, what will actually start to happen to a person once they start to unlock these quantum powers?
Well, once this big problem of operating from a limited sense of powers is handled, and we're going to be doing that, you'll see the world will open up for you in a way it never has before. It's as if reality says, hot dog, we've got a live one there. And all kinds of possibilities and synchronicities begin to happen. You begin to move away from not knowing what to do to having a kind of luminous clarity on exactly the most important and creative path for you. You'll feel ignited. You'll have fire in the belly. You have sustained fire to keep you moving, creating, evolving into a much higher potential. You'll have the power to expand time so you don't feel overwhelmed or rushed through life. You'll naturally attract people and resources that you need for your own projects, your own becoming. And you'll be able to identify what your bigger vision is. Once you know your calling, you will be able to manifest your vision. I certainly have found that throughout my whole life. You'll be able to give time and energy to your creative endeavors without sacrificing the management of your everyday life. In short, you will become a magnificent human. There is not a day that goes by that I do not get one or more letters from people who, as a result of this new work that I'm doing, are living a life of transformation, change, and very rich accomplishments. So, let me say this for you as you're listening right now, that no matter what your life is now, or what you've been through, or what your unique challenges are, you can have access and use these quantum powers in your life. You truly can.
So, as you're listening to Gene share these insights, I want you to really get present to actually how this could show up in your life. What's actually possible if you started to unlock these quantum powers within your own life? Gene, can you also speak to that? Like, how does this translate to actual benefits in everyday life for the person who's listening right now?
Well, they will not wake up with same old, same old. They will wake up with zest and a sense of what's new on the adventure horizon today. They will find that synchronicities, extraordinary coincidences, will just seem to be following them around, the right person, the right place, the right resource. They will really be given to real self-care that will then enable them to acquire the physical, the mental, the psychological, the spiritual virtues that allow them to take the higher and the deeper path. And, of course, they will be astonished truly at the number of possibilities and capacities that just seem to be rising up. It's, in a sense, it's like a second birth. It is truly, my word that I for it is, it's a regenesis. It is a second order of life. It's a higher order. It is a renaissance of who you are and yet may be.
This is really amazing. So let's actually, because I'm very curious now, and I think a lot of people are really on the edge of their seat, wondering, okay, well, how do I go about unlocking these quantum powers myself. Now, you've identified these three keys to guide us to initiate, to start this process. Let's go into those three keys now, okay?
Well, all right.
So,
all right, the first one, I've taken all my discoveries and my research and results of my experiments, and I've carefully woven them together into three very specific keys that you can begin to using right away today to begin achieving the same kinds of results in your own life. Here are the three keys. First one has to do with gaining clarity about the true nature of reality. And the second key is unlocking the life beyond limitations. And the third is access your quantum powers. And what I have found, friends, is that when integrated correctly, these three keys can quickly and powerfully liberate you from the shackles of everyday time, resources, limitations. And once you know how to unlock your quantum powers and truly be the universe, and truly be the universe that you really are at your core, everything that you can imagine for your life begins to become possible. So there are symptoms that are often there that attend the keys. So the symptom of key one, gaining clarity about the true nature of reality, that has to do is that people feel they have very little power in their lives. They want things and experiences and connections, but when they try to make those things come about, they often encounter obstacles and resistances and fear, and they end up believing that maybe they're just fated not to get their desires.
Let's get into these keys in detail. Tell us a little bit more about that one, Jane.
Well, you know, it really begins with Plato. So many things begin with Plato. Plato, in his great work, The Republic, has a story about a cave. And it's about people who don't understand the nature of reality and how the universe really works. It seems that these people are chained inside a cave since childhood, and their backs are to the light, and they only see the play of shadows on the wall in front of them. And they believe that's what reality is. Reality is shadows. They don't know any better, that there's more. When in some sense we're chained inside our own caves of experience, and tradition and habit, and there is so much more everywhere around us that we are afraid to look. So we unconsciously believe that the shadows are all that there is, and that's the way to be. So old ways of thinking and old restrictions and old habits keep us as a species where we're in moderate comfort zones until we become terribly bored with ourselves and we create some kind of pathology or awful, tragic thing to keep us busy and distracted and engaged, fearing them and trying to fight against them. I watch people fall into awfulness, one thing after another, and they're doing it because they're bored. People don't take initiative to truly transform themselves because they're caught in the trap of same old, and they don't realize the kind of transformation is even possible. Now, how do we get out of it? Part of it is beginning, as in the story of the cave in Plato, you begin to turn around in your reality. Now, Plato says we do it through education, through awareness, through higher understanding, and that's what we're trying to create for you. We're discovering that, as I have been saying, you not only live in the universe, but the universe is living in you. And the universe is not separate from your perception of it. So that means that when you begin to create, when you begin to create in a way that allows for the universe to come through, all kinds of things happen. You have a new entry point. Your unbounded nature begins to be released. Many more capacities begin to happen in you than are operating in local consciousness, the deepest values, the deepest purpose, the deepest patterns for life, the richest potential codings for existence become available. And you begin to find that great ideas, innovative actions become manifest. So we see that those who have turned around in the cave, meditators, mystics, high creative folks, readily see the cosmic connections, the potential entry points into the light. And the light is the larger universe, full of potential, full of creative ideas way beyond what you had thought when you existed in the shadows. And it is then that you're able to manifest, you're able to drop in an intent or flavor that sets up reverberations that then come into form of the things that you desire, that you intended, because you're working within the quantum field, you're working within the light. And the extraordinary part is that when we are in the quantum field, we access news from the universe, just as in Plato's cave, when the poor person is turned around, at first it is so bright they can't see it, but gradually through understanding, through learning, through a new kind of awareness, they are able to live in the larger universe. They're able to live in the light. And so when we are in the quantum field, we access, I say, this larger universe. In this state, all knowing is direct knowing. All systems are on go. And I've done so many experiments with hundreds of students, the techniques of working with this phenomena, of turning people away from the shadows. And among the experiments that I'm going to be showing people how to access, drawn from the quantum physics assertion of the simultaneity of time past, present, future, that can be used in altered states of consciousness to change, as I said, a minor happening in a person's past so that it affects their present and future in positive ways. We will, in some sense, be co-creating the universe, editing the Akashic field and record. So in entering into a quantum mind state, one can contact the alternate universe within and learn how problems that exist in our societies may have been solved in parallel realities. Quantum physics has discovered something that many mystics have long known, that our perception of the universe actually evokes the very universe that is observed. And if we change the way we view the universe itself spontaneously reflects the change back, because our universe is not separate from our perception. And that means that our creative imagination is truly divine. It literally affects the very blueprint of reality. Our divine creative imagination is the part of us through which God or cosmic mind or the universe imagines the world into being. We live in a quantum universe of open-ended potential. At each and every moment, we are partners in what is getting dreamed up. How our universe manifests depends on how we turn away from the shadows, how we both individually, collectively co-create it. The real power then is in the viewing, how we decide to experience the universe not as a bunch of shadows, but as a living, creative partner in imagining, designing, and manifesting new realities.
Wow. My mind is blown, Jean. And I'm curious, too, there's no doubt people on the line, too, who have been pursuing their spiritual path and transforming their life for maybe decades, right? How is this different than... You know, what you're saying is so true. Why haven't we tapped into this before? Like, why is it now that we can really change our perception of the nature of reality?
Well, I think that a part of it is because of the gathering of the knowledge of so many traditions, so many different cultures, which we never had before. It's also the fact that we are at the end of history as we have known it, because if we continue in the same way, we're out of here very shortly. So it's a matter of complexity, crisis, consciousness, and the right time. You folks listening in, you've been born at just the right time. You are the pioneers of a whole new order of being.
And it feels too, Jean, that there's new possibilities opening that I don't know if they weren't accessible before or what, but it just seems like things have accelerated, as you're describing here, and that now more than ever we actually have more access to these quantum powers than before. Is that accurate?
Well, I believe it is. I mean, obviously you can't make an absolute statement about it, but I think that, look, I've been traveling over the earth for a very long time, and I've been seeing the evolution, or the devolution, as the case may be, of many, many cultures, many people, it's now 109 countries. And what I see is an acceleration. Of course, factors unique in human history have come along. It isn't just, you know, the internet and social media and the fact that the world mind is taking a walk with itself. It's also the rise of women to full partnership with men. in the whole domain of human affairs, and this is affecting everything. Because with women, often the emphasis is equal between the subjective and the objective. The emphasis is on process rather than product, making things cohere, develop, grow. Inner space being as important as outer space. Seeing things as constellations rather than as discrete, linear facts. You know, this the male and female joining together at a higher level is going to is a beginning to affect everything. We're in the time of utter change, whole system transition at every level, and we are part of it. And that's why the change in us, the transitions that we make, with the help of this course as well as your conscious life, can profoundly make a difference.
Wonderful, Jean. So do you have an example about one of your students who had this shift in the true nature of reality?
Well, as you ask that, James, I'm thinking about Evelyn. That's not her real name. She's actually gotten to be very well known as a result of what happened, but we'll call her Evelyn. Evelyn had interest in 3D printing, which is, as you know, is a field that is growing exponentially. And there was a job being offered. It was a very high-level job, which would take the person all over the world, especially in Asian countries, particularly in China, being able to bring new gifts of understanding and morality to the whole field of 3D printing. Now, the problem was, although she was new to the field of 3D printing, and there were many, many much better qualified people, I think almost all men, by the dozens and dozens who were ahead of her for this job. But she knew, as a result of the work that we were doing, she knew that she was right, that the universe and she were together in the manifestation of this job. So I gave her a practice which I call the terma. Now, terma is a term which was used by Padmasambhava, who brought Buddhism to Tibet in the 8th century. And he created what he called these hidden treasures, which he called termas, that were part of his more esoteric teachings. And he hid them in lakes, and he hid them in rivers, and he hid them in mountains, and he hid them in his disciples' minds, and he hid them in the past, and he hid them in the future. And that's the way the story goes. And so when a person was right, they would come upon the terma, and this treasure of understanding or experience would manifest in their lives. So I began to turn it into a modern Western form. And what I did was have her create out of the quantum field. She was there essentially being there, you know, calling up the juice and the power of the quantum field that then became coalesced in her hand as the terma of her getting this job and performing it beautifully. It wasn't just getting the job. And within, I think it was about a week and a half, out of all possibility, she got this job and has done an extraordinary job of this all over the world. But it wasn't just this job that she got. It was her very nature had moved into a belief in the miraculous universe and how she can work with it in many other ways, and she's taught other people how to do this. So that I am going to be teaching people how to create and use the termas in the quantum field, in this interdependent co-arising between the universe and yourself, and being able to work in past, present, future time to plant the desired intention in a way that brings this subtle but profound manifestation into time.
Wow. So, Jean, this is extraordinary. So, actually, what happened to her then? What was the results of her getting the job?
Well, the results of her getting the job was that not only did she travel all over the world introducing a higher moral practice in 3D printing and also refine the very nature of 3D printing, but she is now highly respected all over the world. She is the spokesman for this, as I say, this creative, compassionate, moral form that is counteracting a lot of the sort of corporate greed aspects of those who really just want to see it in a kind of greedy, aggrandizing way. She has changed the flavor of corporate. She's changed the flavor of 3D printing. And she has now become a leading spokesman and is on the cover of magazines, and she's the main speaker at conferences. So the quantum field is not simply about ordinary manifestation. It's about appropriate, creative, compassionate, goodly intentions turning into goodly acts.
Beautiful. So it's really interesting to hear her story, especially in context for those listening right now, to put themselves in the same shoes of what's actually going to possibly arise here, what the potential is for every person listening, and the ripple effect really that has on the globe if we are all kind of stepping up to this bigger aspect of ourselves. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Let's move on then, Jean, to the next key, because this is really great. And the first, again, being to gain true clarity about the nature of reality. What is the second key? How do we move forward again with unlocking these quantum powers?
The second key is living a new story in your life, which is a story that is a life beyond the old limitations, into a life of wonder and astonishment. In fact, if we go back to the allegory of Plato's cave, the person who is set free and taken from the cave out into the light is immediately blinded by the brightness of the light and is thrown into a kind of shock because he or she is experiencing what reality is really like. There is another story there. You're no longer seeing the shadow of things. But then you begin to see the reflections in the water, and finally you begin to see the things themselves. And in the same way, once you be able to see the true nature of reality, then what happens is that you are open to a whole new story of possibility that you never dreamed of before. Not just possibility, but a kind of prescience and acuteness of awareness, so that your discernment becomes remarkable, and you choose the right people, the right things, and you are so chosen. So you're able to see not just the true nature of reality, but you are also able to bring the truer nature of reality into the everyday parts of your life. I think, for example, of one of my students, John, and John had been in an important field having to do with nuclear waste. And he had taken 7 years off to spend time, raising his three children with his wonderful wife. And then it was time that he engaged a new profession. And he didn't want to go back to the same one. So he came upon a new profession that would, in order to start it, would cost $200 million. Okay? $200 million. Well, I taught him a process in which he accessed the optimal quantum potential for who he was as a very fine businessman to bring a whole new order of clearing waste, storing things, being able to make order in people's lives. It had in part to do with storage systems, but it also had to do with bringing clarity into people and to be able to have just the right people together to be able to bring this bringing of getting rid of wastes, finding new forms of developing products that were environmentally safe. I mean, it was that whole general area. But he knew that to get it going, he would need $200 million. So I got him into a state in which he not only released all his old feelings, but also his old ways of doing his profession, which had been smart and straight on and rather linear and, struggling through. and suddenly it became light, it became easy, it became necessary, it because it was important. He was part of the world system, whole system transition. I mean, Hegel writes about world historical individuals, people whose particular passion corresponds to the passion and the turning of the times, and out in front or behind the scenes, they become the entrepreneurs of progress. So we got him into a state in which he became an entrepreneur of progress and utterly aligned to the Earth's needs, the universe's tasks for him. And it became so real, it became so real that he knew that he would receive whatever he needed. And 2 days later, out of nowhere, he was offered $200 million to do his work. And he has gone on, it's now a year and a half since that happened, and he has gone on to create really remarkable, environmentally helpful enterprises that are flourishing.
Wow. Gene, this is extraordinary. So what I want to articulate something here, because I'm hearing something. This is much different than just the law of attraction or just manifesting.
Oh, yeah. It isn't about attracting what you want. It's partnership. It is that you don't just live in the universe. The universe is living within you and is longing for you to wake up to your place in this incredible time and place, and to have the resources and to have the genius of higher orders of manifestation. So it isn't attracting a new car or attracting the right girlfriend. It really is about partnering the universe as a transformational agent in a time and place that deeply needs you.
And it feels so much more fulfilling than just accumulating stuff.
Yeah.
And being driven by just desire. It's like what we're almost like here to do is live our destiny, our perspective, our energy can really be fully self-expressed here in the universe as a unique individual,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, indeed, and that's why I call it second order destiny, second genesis. Because it is, again, you are in a higher operating system. The operating system has changed. And you are not simply a person who is in a state of desire for a particular thing or the other. You are part of universal mind itself that is working with you, the human agent, the human extension of itself, for what is deeply needed in this space and time.
But what's so interesting about this, Gene, is like this gets to the root of what we all want. Ultimately, it isn't the stuff. That's just the means to the end. But what you're talking about is that true, deep, deep fulfillment of being human and fully expressing who we are in our uniqueness and being in symphony with the rest of the world and attracting the harmony around us, the people around us in such a powerful way. That's what's so deeply fulfilling. It's not the surface stuff.
This is what we're all about, my friend. We're going beneath the surface, because beneath the surface crust of consciousness, as beneath the surface crust of almost anything, is the magma, is the energy, is that which is yearning to enter into time. And we become co-creators, and we open the portals through our mind and our imagination to bring through the next phase, the next step, what is trying to be manifest.
Beautiful. This is fantastic. So it's, you know, we've shifted our perception of reality. Now we've really cracked open the egg here, and we've turned away from the shadows, and we've actually faced 3D color, full spectrum, high definition, the world. What's next for us then in the journey? What is the third key to unlocking your quantum powers?
Well, I would call it living in the light, living in the expectation that this higher creative, co-creative form is the way the universe works. Now, when we go back to Plato's cave, we find that even though you're just out of the cave, you must not turn away from the light, no matter how bright and overwhelming it is. So you begin to see the truth and access your core strength. And you begin to realize that you are, in fact, the light itself. I mean, who is it? One of the great physicists, David Bohm, I believe, who says we are frozen light. Well, you begin to unfreeze. You access that light. And it's as easy as opening your eyes to see or your mouth to speak. And that awareness that you are the light is the root of your quantum powers and holds all the great patterns that guide your creativity and your growth. And it's often truly an ecstatic feeling to live from that place. And once that you're living from that quantum place, living from the quantum place, you by definition experience are quite literally enlightened, able to look at the world, taste, touch, see, actually experience beauty and meaning and pattern and miracle everywhere. And yet you're also able to chop wood and carry water and go about your daily work in a much more efficient and even harmonious way. And you become a radiant beacon to others. And you no longer feel yourself as a separate entity. You are connected. You are part of, you share in the knowledge, the experience of the universe over you, like the mind and body of God himself. And in the final step of Plato's allegory, the freed prisoner, having fully awakened to the reality of all that the light has shown him, feels compelled to return to the cave and try to tell the prisoner still chained there what he or she has discovered. And while it's difficult for them to hear and accept, and some even refuse, nonetheless, he plants the seeds of possibility in their minds. And so in the same way, friends, once you have fully stepped into the light and embraced all it offers you, all it offers you, both the beauty, both the pain, both the light and the darkness, they're no longer in opposition. You are become an embodiment of the universe. You're not just in partnership with the universe. You will be the universe in human form. And then you not only live inside yourself, it not only lives inside of you, but you share it with others. You become a radiant beacon, a calling, an ignition, an evocateur, a midwife of souls to those that you have in your life. Let me tell you about two people I know who live out of this. Both are good friends. One was the great anthropologist Margaret Mead, who lived with my husband and me part of the time in the last 6 years of her life. And I was astonished at how fortunate she was. Lucky. I never seen so much luck. Give you an example. She and I are walking along, and she is complaining about the fact that she needs a particular piece of information that is critical to the speech that she's to give in Washington the next day at the American Association for the Advancement of Science, of which she is the president. And she's saying, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. It's got to come to me. It must come to me because I absolutely need it, you know. We're walking along, and a woman comes up to me, and she says, oh, Dr. Mead, you don't remember me, but yes, I do. You're Linda Nustor. You were in my class in 1947, and you never finished your paper. And they said, well, yes, that's true, Dr. Mead, but the fact is I went on to graduate school, and I did my master's in, and she names the very thing that Margaret needed at that moment. Margaret grabs her by the hand and says, you'll come home with me. So this sort of thing happened all the time. And I said to her, Margaret, I've never seen anybody so lucky in my whole life. She said, yes, I am fortunate. Well, why are you so fortunate, Margaret? Because I expect to be. She lived in a blessing state. She expected it. This was the way the universe worked for her. This was her perception of it. She lived truly out of the quantum field, although we didn't use those words in those days. My friend Deepak Chopra is very much the same. You know, and I think part of it began in his childhood in India, where his mother brought him into the whole mythic family of India. She said, oh, Deepak, you must know that you are Vishnu. Yes, Mama, I am Vishnu. You are also Krishna. Oh, I like being Krishna. Thank you. I love being Krishna. You are Ganesh. Ganesh, you have an elephant head. I'm going to hit you with my elephant nose. And he really began to identify with these mythic archetypes, these great potencies and patterns, which, by the way, are critical in our learning in the 7-week course as we begin to become and begin to identify with these archetypal potencies and powers. So he really went on then to have, you know, an extraordinary life of remarkable luck. Now, it's not that he doesn't have bad times, because he does, but somehow he gets through them. And he begins to bring into time a whole new order of science and spirituality, of creativity and health. I mean, it's really remarkable what this man does. He now has 80 published books. So I'm not suggesting that you become Margaret Mead or Deepak Chopra, but I do say that when you start living in the light in which the expectation is realized, you begin to know that this is one of the great key powers which you are the recipient of.
Beautifully stated, Jean. Thank you so much. Now let's just recap so we all understand these three keys to unlocking the quantum powers. First, you talked about gaining the clarity about the true nature of reality. Again, with the Plato's analogy, it's the person who is unleashed from the chains and is released from that bondage. Then the second key is living a new story, which is really the stepping out of the cave and realizing that the world is in 3D out there, and it's so much bigger than we actually realized while we were stuck in the chains. The third key being that living in the light, which is really the application, the practice, the practical living of these quantum powers in your daily life, and also coming back to the community, going back into the cave and communicating this to the people who are still caught in the cave.
Mm.
Now, earlier you mentioned the urgency of this and that this is really a unique time. And in a way, we're kind of on the almost ready to push a button that either moves us to a higher state of evolution or can potentially destroy us. And there is a sense of urgency that we step up to this higher potential within us. What would be the cost, though, if we don't do this? I mean, can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, the old path is not going to work. It's causing breakdown and transition literally in every phase of life and all over the world. But at the same time, it requires those of us who feel the call to wake up, to retrain ourselves, to be present to the emergence of this new world, this new possibility, and above all, this new humanity. We have become stewards of the process of biological, psychological, spiritual governance. We are now directors of a world that up to now has mostly directed us. We are partners in creation. The universe is holding its breath, waiting for you to take your appropriate place in this incredible drama in which we have been born into.
That's beautiful, Jean. And from what I'm hearing from you, Jane, it's so obvious that we each have a responsibility to step up. We have this potential within us, and it's really our time now to step into that and utilize it to integrate it fully. Really, it's our time to become quantum. But I know a lot of people listening, and I know I've experienced this too, it's sometimes very easy to get derailed or set back because of, you know, a lack of clarity. There's so much happening in our lives. We feel obstructed, hindered by life in a way. And I know, Jean, that you have spent your entire career, really, developing tools to help us break through that. But specifically over the last 10 years, you've developed practices and powers to help us really transcend these obstacles. And that's what I want to introduce to all of you listening right now. Over the past year, Jean Houston has worked very closely with Evolving Wisdom, and we've developed a program which is the greatest teachings of Jean Houston to date. And this program is called Unlock Your Quantum Powers. So we want to give you the details right now about how the course is going to work and how you can join Jean Houston for this amazing experience and transformation for yourself. So, if you're listening online right now, you'll see on the events page where you can see the audio player where we're talking right now. And just below that, you're going to see a link that says visit the Unlock Your Quantum Powers course information page. So go ahead and just click that link right now. That's the easiest way to get there. So if you're on the course information page, I invite you now to scroll down to where it says, here's what you'll discover in Jean Houston's Leading Edge 7-Week Training Program. So Jean, the first week, this is all about how the universe really works, and you're training your attention and beginning to really unlock your quantum powers. Can you speak about the benefits and the outcomes that people can expect from this one?
Well, the outcomes have to do with a very different perception of reality, and in which you really know that you are the outpourings in space and time of an immense cosmic love. I think that's the best way to describe it. So how do you keep knowing this? You train your attention. I mean, it's the difference between walking around in a very dark house, just finding yourself running into furniture, and then finally finding the light and turning it on, and the house is flooded with beautiful light, and you begin to see the reality of what's there, the pictures, the furniture, the lovely, wonderful curling spirals in the rug. I mean, you have woken up, but how to bring your attention to that? So it's not just an intellectual idea. It becomes bone-driven. It is visceral. It moves in your nerves and sinews. Yes, I live in the universe, and the universe is here loving, working, co-creating with me. So, for example, in those areas of your life where things have been a struggle, or you've really been stuck for simply too long, they begin to shift. The old blocks are released. You feel them crumbling away. Say you don't know what the next step is in your life or your career. You may even feel burned out, as so many people do, or certainly blocked. And then that switch is turned on, and suddenly there is a level of possibility, of clarity, and I think what is even more important, of energy to make the difference. It's not unlike watering a garden. I have a garden, and I have to do a great deal of watering, and because it's a rather large garden, the hose gets kinked up, you know. And I start flowing, and then everything stops. Well, sometimes we even have that in our life. We're flowing along, and then suddenly it's the wall. It stops. The water is not flowing. What do you do? Well, I follow the hose back. I find where the kink is, and I unkink the hose, and voila, I get flow again. It's about unkinking your life, you see. Now, the outcomes that you can expect have to do with the activation of the quantum powers, really establishing the foundation to build the powers for the future modules. This is all happening in week one. Now, in the second week, we come to the first big quantum power, the power of your quantum self. Now, in this module, we do something that I don't think anybody has ever done for you in your life. We help you identify what we call the quantum blueprint. This is the higher template of who you really are in your fullness, something that you probably never thought about before, who you really are in your fullness. And once you release this power, you simply no longer feel alone. You're not alone in the world because you know that you are truly, truly partnered with the universe. You experience firsthand no separation. You're part of the universe, and the universe is part of you. What may have been abstraction or feeling yourself unlocated or lost in the great abyss of time and space, that's not true. You are home. You have more energy. You see more clearly. The world becomes brighter. I mean, think of some area in your life that hasn't been working. Maybe not work as smooth, but maybe not even working at all. It might be starting a new business and maybe focusing more time on your art, or maybe it's the desire to have a partner. Imagine if you could embody the power of the cosmos within you. Can you imagine the field around you? It would be alive. It would be sizzling. It would be a field of, it's more than attraction. It's a field of resonance, sheer resonance. So when you turn onto and become identified with the universe, you will walk into a room full of people and they will feel drawn because they feel your energy, which is positive, creative, constructive. It's as if they, as well as the universe, are saying, hot dog, there's a live one. This is a fundamental shift in your whole being, this flow state, a fundamental shift. And you not only are a different person, you're living in a different world. Now, the third week, we speak about quantum power two, the power to orchestrate time. You know, we live in a world in which space is warping and time is accelerating or slowing down to nothingness. Now, when you are no longer being at the mercy of normal time limitations, what happens? I have known some extraordinary people who accomplished so much. And how do they do this? Margaret Mead had this ability. So did my friend Buckminster Fuller. They were able to bring their vision to fruition over and over again. They produced so much good for the world because they weren't bound by the standard limited perceptions of time. You have the same power in your life. It isn't magic. Yes, it's hard to change old habits, operating in time as we normally think of it, losing weight, quitting a bad health habit, being more focused on a project, taking better care of yourself and loved ones. Imagine if you could change those limiting habits into better, more productive and fulfilling habits. Then watch your to-do list begin to shrink because of how much you'll be able to get done in less time. You're no longer at the mercy of normal time limitations. You step out of the normal perception of time. You expand time to accomplish more without losing sleep. You overcome limits. You overcome limited thinking. You change old habits. You create new, more effective ones. And above all, you realize that you begin to live in universal time. The fourth week, the quantum power three, that's the power of the quantum mind. Now, this week is about enhancing your ability to learn and develop new skills. It's a very, very special technique I've used, well, during most of my career. And when I share this with significant leaders and artists and writers and thinkers all over the world, it radically affects them. So even if you feel like some things are hard to learn, or maybe you feel some skills are beyond you, it's not so. You can learn the necessary skills to advance your projects, your career, without necessarily spending years in training. I'm also going to give you a special technique that will admit you to what I call the University of Consciousness. And it's actually the university of your own particular consciousness. So you think of an area we've been stuck because you didn't know how to move forward. What if you could access the power of the universe's consciousness and be able to be deeply receptive to the knowledge and skill of an entire subject, even to work archetypally in a wonderful, creative, somewhat fantasy exercise, but it goes way beyond that. So, for example, suppose you really needed to access a greater sense of compassion and creativity. Well, I would ask you, who will work for you? And you say, Francis of Assisi. All right, let's get into the mind cell. We'll describe it. And suddenly you find that you're there walking in the Tuscan hills with Francis of Assisi. Now, are you physically actually doing that? Is it just an imaginative exercise? I'm not sure. I am really not sure. All I can say is it is tremendously effective, tremendously effective. And you don't feel stuck like that again. So you improve your skills and learning abilities. You access a process to develop new skills very quickly. You connect with the wisdom of the species. You access internally the inner masters of a particular skill. You improve the skill. You access higher forms of learning, a kind of university or internet of consciousness. You expand your creativity to really much higher levels, you see. Now, you would say, well, this is all imagination. Yes, it may start imaginatively, but you know, friends, something else happens in this. You tap into quantum powers. You tap into the very field of being of the universe. You tap into the knowledge systems, the intelligence systems, being now a cosmic agent, so to speak, that has been there for you all the time. Just like we have completed the great sea journey, so we completed them 500 years ago, the great sea journeys that took us all over the world, we are now in a universal journey. Now, try to find another course that does that. Week 5, quantum power. 4, the power to manifest what is needed. So with this quantum power, you're going to learn how to attract the resources and the people you need to help succeed in your life. Remember, you're not alone. This is what I think. We're all entangled. That's wonderful new science of entanglement that every, you know, it began with a study of looking at different kinds of atoms or different kinds of molecules or energy or little tiny bits of being, you know, that are utterly in resonance with the other one that it's bonded with. We are all bonded. We are all part of what is called Indra's net. You know, in ancient Sanskrit philosophy, Indra, the world of Indra is the universe. In Indra's net, there is a great necklace of jewels. And to look into one is to see all the others reflected. For everything is interconnected. Everything is related. Well, we enter Indra's net. You are not separate from the universe. And you don't have to do anything alone because the whole universe is right at hand to be with you, to help you. Other people have skills that you can activate. Once you know how to attract the right people with the right skills, it begins to happen to you. Also, the same goes for resources. I mean, if there's an area in your life right now that could use just the right people or opportunities or ideas or resources to, for goodness sake, show up. This begins to happen. And it begins to lift you to another level. You're living in a larger universe. So you have a project or in your career that you'd like to develop, or you're yearning to express yourself through art, but the doors haven't opened up, or maybe you're just feeling a pull towards something, a lure, a call. But you're not sure what it is. It's as if this call is there and it is yearning for you, but it has to become activated, the right person, the right time, the opening of the book suddenly to exactly the right words. I mean, the universe is there surrounding you, saying, here, here, it's here, and things begin to happen. The great drama and adventure of synchronicity begins to occur in your life. So with this quantum power of manifestation, the art and science of manifestation, we are going to activate your powers to manifest what is really needed for a better life, a better possibility, and above all, a better world. Because there's no question that when you get into this kind of flow, friends, you really begin to be given opportunities to change and improve your world. So that the project that's been moving so slowly, like a snail, suddenly it gets a jump start. Or that business idea that you've had will suddenly have appropriate resources. This is what you'll begin to experience once you've integrated this power into your life. Okay? And in week 6, quantum power 5, the power of quantum healing and quantum energy. This quantum power will help give you energy to truly radiate. You'll develop very potent abilities to energize your body, because the clearer you feel in your body, the better you'll be able to bring your gifts into the world. My late husband, who died of an old age, it was fascinating. He was getting all the wrinkles that ran in his family. He had family with faces that looked like old prunes, quite frankly. And he was beginning to feel kind of prunish inside as well. Horrible metaphor, but it was true. And what he did is he accessed this quantum power of healing energy. And before you know it, he, at 70, began to look like a young man. He began to look like he was maybe 45, because he was activating the quantum powers. And he put himself into a template, and he said, I want to look 45. And then all the right people and opportunities and different creative forms of body-mind transformation just began to come to him. And before we know it, I was walking side by side with a much younger man. No. So, and he had so much more energy than he had before, even, you know, when he was 45. So if you've ever experienced those times in your life when life just takes everything out of you, when you're just spent and you don't know what else you can give, and it's like day after day after day, life is like that. It takes a tremendous toll on your body and mind, yes? But I'm going to tell you that it's possible to tap into a reservoir of energy provided by the cosmos that will refresh you, light you up again, no matter how drained you may feel yourself to be. So imagine, dear friends, about having direct access to that, you know, that great, well, I would say an electric plug in your life, but it's more than that. You are really, it's almost like being there in the front of the ocean and feeling the ocean's energies coursing through you. Imagine what would be possible if you had specific practices and techniques to energize body, mind, spirit, creativity. I've had students tell me that they no longer need as much sleep, but felt more rested than ever before. I myself, because I have such a complex life, I rarely get much more than 5 hours sleep, yet I'm, you know, I run around the world and I'm full of beans, and people think I'm 30 to 40 years younger than I actually am. And, of course, I'm half Sicilian, so that's part of it, you know, 4,000 years of olive oil. But apart from that, now, I'm not making healing claims, but I will say that many of my students and myself have dramatically quickened their healing process with the techniques that I'm going to share with you in this module. So what are we doing here? We are profoundly developing potent healing and energizing abilities. We are more clearly feeling into issues that arise in our body and understanding how best to deal with them. We are accessing specific techniques to more quickly heal yourself from injuries and illnesses, and also to make yourself whole. It's not simply healing. It is wholing as well. Week 7 is about your unique genius, integrating all the powers. This final module in this week, you're going to learn how to integrate all your newly acquired quantum powers into your life. You'll become a deeply conscious co-creator with the universe. And this is where I send you off to the world as, you know, certainly in part transformed human being who's accessed, experienced, infused your higher potential. You're infused with your higher potential. So many of you will find that you're at a whole new level of power, of creativity, of attraction, of influence, of creativity, and quite literally, much, much more will be possible for you. And when you look back at the person that you were before you started this journey, you'll be amazed to see how held back by limitations you were. You know, I remember one of my students who is doing this kind of work with me said, you know, Jean, when I look back at where I was before, it was like I was a Neanderthal compared to the fullness of humanity that I am now expressing, evolved humanity. So this is the week I'm really very excited about, because here you will be able to leave the course and hopefully make a much larger difference in your life and the lives of others and in the world that you ever thought possible. I like to say you will begin to live mythically. You will live the mythic life. That, by the way, is the subject, the title of my autobiography. You will know yourself as a missing link, a hero, a heroine, bringing new possibilities into time. So on the everyday level, the practical level, that life will tend to flow so much more smoothly. You'll know how to expand time, attract people, resources you need, and you'll be able to learn new skills faster, gain more energy, all of this and more, this is where you truly begin to shine. You know, you will become your own version of one of the great Renaissance characters, you know, like Leonardo da Vinci. You're not going to become Leonardo da Vinci, but you will find an inventiveness, a creativity, an intention, attention and intention. That's what he had. He had vast curiosity. He was interested in everything. You'll keep a notebook of the way your life is shifting, and you will begin to watch the patterns of life itself. You will become a great compendium of new life, you see. So you're awakening your unique genius. We are built for genius. We really are, different kinds of genius, but you will allow it to guide your life. You will take a curious and non-judgmental attitude toward your inner landscape. Well, isn't that fascinating? Wasn't that interesting? And you'll take responsibility for constructing an original view of the world. You'll stop boring God. So once you develop your quantum powers and you're able to access quantum reality, a dimension beyond the limitations of our ordinary everyday existence, you will integrate yourself with the cosmos, begin to co-create with the universe, and become a magnificent human.
That's beautiful, Jean. Thank you so much, Jean. That's so inspiring to see this and so exciting to see what's possible for us as we come into the course and work with you at this intimate level. Thank you for sharing this. Now, I want to take a moment and let everyone know about the format and how the course works. Scroll down to where it says, here's what you'll receive. So the first thing you're going to receive is 7 course sessions with Jean Houston. Now, all these course sessions are, of course, recorded. So, you know, a lot of people, too, we've heard you like to listen to these recordings as you're working out, as you're out and about in your daily life. Also, there are transcripts that are made available to you after every course session so that you can review the material in the way you like to. Then you're also going to see, if you scroll down the page a little further, that we have custom designed online community site. And this is also another wonderful way for you to stay connected to your fellow members and really to share what you're experiencing during the program. So if you keep scrolling down the page a little further, you'll see in addition to the course itself, which we just covered, you're also going to receive a very powerful collection of bonus workshops by world-renowned guest faculty teachers. Now, the best part of this unique program with Jean is you don't have to travel, actually. So if you think about it, you know, the time and the energy and the expense it would take to fly to, let's say, Jean Houston's home area, you'd be adding on a few hundred dollars to get there. And if you're international, probably $1,000+. And then there's the cost of lodging and taking care of everything just to get around there. And that's in addition to the actual course or the program itself with being with Jean. And this is really the beauty of a program like this, is it's all done virtually. You can be sitting in your home going through this material without having to travel and adding in that extra expense. Now, Jean, I'm going to be passing it back to you in a moment. I know you've got some more information to share with us. In fact, we're getting a lot of good questions coming in here, and we're going to address those in just a moment. So all you need to do right now is to click the register button and then use our secure checkout system to register. And then you'll have taken the first step towards becoming really the highest version of yourself. And now, before we wrap up together, as I mentioned, we've got some questions coming in, and I'd love to just take a couple minutes here with you, Jean, to address some of them. So here's the first one. Does this process work for everyone, Jean?
I think it works for most people who are willing to do the work of the course. If you're just sort of enjoying hearing my voice inspire you, fine, but it's not going to do the same. If you are really working with the different techniques, the different ways of seeing and being in a whole new world, then it will work for you. And
wonderful.
Also, if you stop being miserable, I think that's very important in saying, well, I'm in same old, same old. Let's see how this one is going to fail for me. No, that won't work for you then. No. I want vibrant.
Well said.
Yeah, I want vibrant, excited people who feel that they are part of the most extraordinary changes in human history, and to really see the old problems as opportunities and work clothes, and that the new work that you are being given in this course is going to bring on solutions, possibilities, and above all, a passion for the possible.
Beautiful. Now, as I take this course, how will I know that the process is working for me?
You'll feel it. You know, a great man once said, by their fruits you shall know them. And you'll begin to notice these things happening. There will be synchronicities. There will be seemingly out of the blue opportunities, meetings, openings that had not been there before. That's what we find most people experiencing. And you also have to expect it. You live in a state of dynamic expectancy because you are living the miracle of your life.
And finally, Jean, who is this course for exactly? I mean, who's really going to benefit from this?
Those who yearn and are willing to act on their yearning to become the person that is being quickened within them and saying, now is the time. We are the people. I am a ready and interested and passionate student of the possibilities in my life. I feel called. I really need to learn the methods and the strategies, the technologies, and the mode of cherishing myself and others that will bring me into this new life. So I could say, yes, it could be the person who is stuck. It could be the person who feels that they're living in the outmoded situation. It could be the person who has so many of the life's problems, you know, just multiplying around them, and they feel that they're caught in a vortex of muchness that is taking out the suchness of their life, and yet they feel a kind of sweetness of call, and they know that it is time to come alive, not in the usual way, but to come alive in a way that they are living the abundant life, or as my Sicilian grandmother said, they're living abbondanza.
That's beautiful, Jean. And finally, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, friends, it's the thing I say over and over again. The human heart can go to the lengths of God. We are at the time of traversing those lengths. We are at the time of knowing ourselves as God seeds, becoming God selves. This is a course that hopefully can begin to initiate, plant, care for, water, call forth, bring forth the sun of quickening, bring forth the minerals and the nutrients of your being able to grow a new body, a new mind, a new spirit, and thus to create, co-create with the cosmos a new world.
Jean, thank you so much. It was so valuable to hear you, and I'm so inspired by this.
Thank you, James. Thank you, everybody. I look forward to being with you very soon.